Generally speaking, I think Shiva is something like 11. It's not better for me. Works out better for my wife, which is even more important. Okay, so we're in the middle of the Taisus Chilulin Ha'Oisus. Taisus had asked that on the one hand, Taisus put a lot of Gemaras, including Agumar, that imply that Tfisus Kedushin is totally in Mamzeris, and whenever there is no Mamzeris, then there is Tfisus Kedushin, and whenever there's no Tfisus Kedushin, then there is Mamzeris. Agumar says that. That even though Rabbi Kiva holds there's Mamzeris Mechavi Lavin, but not from Yisrael Kuna, because the Torah says, even though Rabbi Kiva holds there's no Tfisus Kiddushin Mechavi Lavin, but there is Tfisus Kiddushin by Yisrael Kuna, because there's Exeris HaKosu, but there's no Mamzeris from Yisrael Kuna. But it's one thing has to do with the other. So you see that it's totally Habaha. Taisa's other Gemara to that effect. The two issues seem to be linked. Taisa asked in that, we find the sheet there. Rabbi Yeshua holds that Mamzeris is only from Chayvim Mrs. Bastin. And Taisa has Rias that Rabbi Yeshua nonetheless agrees that Tfisus Kiddushin is totally in Chorus. So you see that they're not linked. That's the kash of the Tosfos by us, the way Tosfos by us poses it. I mentioned last time that Tosfos Rosh and Yevamos, he has another kasha. It's a little bit surprising to me why Tosfos by us doesn't ask this question, and that is that you see that it's two separate sets of Gzeiras HaKosov. We have one Gemara in Kiddushin in Samach Zayin, where the Gemara discusses how do you know there's no Tfisus Kiddushin by Chiyuvei Koras, and the Gemara looks at Achim HaChaisisha, it's Gzeiras HaKosov by HaChaisisha, and then there's a Hekesh, all the Arayas. All the Arayas and Achrimais, all the Chayrikisas are Hukash da Chayzisha, that's Hakesha de Rav Yonah. And Yevamos, we're very busy all the time with Hakesha de Rav Yonah. So that's one Gemara about the, you know, how we know Chayvei Koras done with Tfisus Kiddushin. Now we have another Gemara, that's in Gemara Kiddushin. Now we have another Gemara in Yevamos, in Samach Tes, I think. Was it Samach Tes? What? With the Gemara, or Memtes. The Gemara learns out. Yeah, the Gemara learns that. How do you know there's no that there's Mamzeris from Chayvei Koras, or there's Mamzeris from Chayvei Lavin according to Rabbi Kiva? Living Zeris HaKosu, because it says that Leikach Ishus Eishus Oviv, Leikalak Nafoviv, and then afterwards it says Leyomim Mamzer Bekal Hashem. So we learn out from there that pasuk defines the parameters of Mamzeris, and we have different Tanoim exactly what comes out of that. Is the pasuk talking about is Mamzeris limited to Eishus Av, Rabbi Shua holds, Eishus Av is Chayvei Mrs. Bastin, or maybe it also includes things that are like Kigilo Knaf Oviv, which is Shemeres Yovim Shal Oviv, Eishus Achi Oviv, that's Chayvei Koras, that's what Shimon HaTimni holds, that's how we paskin. Rabbi Akiva says it's talking about Anusus Oviv, that's Chayvei Lavin, so it's Chayvei Lavin Av Mamzeris, each time according to his own lights, but I'll go upon him, a whole different Gzeres HaKosov defining the parameters of Mamzeres. So you see, it's two different sets of Gzeiras HaKosov. Obviously, if one automatically implied the other, if lack of Tfisus Kiddushin automatically implied Mamzeris, then we would just need to have Gzeiras HaKosov. We just need the Gemara Kiddushin. There's no Tfisus Kiddushin by Chayvei Koras, and Mamzeris would follow, or vice versa. So you see, it's independently run issues. So how do you explain? So why do all these Gemaras assume that they're on the other hand? Why do all these Gemaras assume that they're totally Habah? I don't know why. That's a very obvious, less complicated question than the questions that Taisus asked. Maybe in a way a more fundamental question. Taisus asked from Rabbi Yeshua. This is not Rabbi Yeshua. This is just, do you see the way the whole Sugya Sashas, the way it works? I don't know why Taisus Be'ez doesn't ask that question. But the Taisus Rosh asks it. So what did Taisus answer? So Taisus answers, that's where we're holding now. V'yesh Leimar, third white line. V'yesh Leimar, the Rav Shimon HaTimni... Ule Rabbi Akiva Vadi Habu Hatalia. Quaint them, it's Hakatoli Zebeze. The Leka Midi, the late Tafsi Bokidushin, Bahavlad Kosher, Rakshu Udai Mulayishisav. Not so clear what's Taisus saying. So Taisus and Yevamos, there's a parallel Taisus in the Dalai Lama base. Over there, Taisus says, Mishum de Golilon Krosh Yesh Mamzer Mechayvei Krisus Kidi Alfinu B'Seif Pirkan. We have in the word Daf Mem Tes that's Megala that there's Mamzeres Mechayvei Koras. V'Golilon Nami De Leitavsi Bo Kiddushin Kaminu B'Seif Pirkaimer. We have in the word Kiddushin Samaches that's Megala that there's no Tfisus Kiddushin Mechayvei Koras. That would not from Achaisisha the other drasha. Mishum Hochi Istlon Lameimer De Dehobe Hotalia. So therefore, we now assume, we now say that the Tali Zeb is Zeb. But Tosfos Rosh says it also, maybe even more clearly. Tosfos Rosh says, he addressed the question, why do we need separate psukim? We have one set of psukim that is Mamzeres Mechayev Karis. We have another set of psukim that there's no Tefisus Kedushin Mechayev Karis. Why do you have to have separate sets of psukim? If it's Tali Habaha, answers the Tosfos Rosh that he only sent us. Because we have Xeris HaKosuv that there's no Tefisus Kedushin Mechayev Karis. And because we have Xeris HaKosuv that there's Mamzeres Mechayev Karis. So now we say, that's like Megala, that's like Psagili Milso, that it's Tali Habaha. That Mamzeris is totally in Chayvei Krisus. No, it's Nechrami, without any psukim. I can't just, on my own, just a Sfara, blank slate. Intuitively, Mamzeris is totally in Tefisus Kedushin. But once I have one set of psukim that says that Mamzeris is totally in, that Koras has Mamzeris, and I have another pasuk that says that Koras has a lack of Tefisus Kedushin. So now I then make the leap and say that these are not two independent phenomena, but rather the Tali Abaha, Tefisus Kedushin is totally in Chi of Koras. That's the Chorah that the Tyson Yavama says. But it's an obvious problem. I understand that in Shimon HaTimni, who says that there's a pasuk in Achaymois by Achaysishas, Megala, that there's no Tefisus Kedushin Mechayev Karis. And then we have psukim in, we have the pasuk of Megala Knaf Aviv, that's Megala, the Gemara Daf Mem Tesen Yavamas, that's Megala Chayev Karis, have Mamzeris. Oh, so now A equals B and B equals C, so we can then say A equals C and Tefisus Kedushin is totally Mamzeris. But what about according to Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva also has Tefisus Kedushin to tell you Mamzeris. But where do you have in Rabbi Akiva, you don't have, where's the Gili Milsa? According to Rabbi Akiva, by Chayvei, what's the Gili Milsa by Tefisus Kedushin? That's the Gemara in Kedushin Samaches. What is the Pasuk for Tefisus Kedushin? It's the Keshet Rabbi Yonah. There's a Pasuk by Achais Isha. Why is the whole Rosh over there? Tam. That Achais Isha is no Tefisus Kedushin. And then we have then it says Ki Chol Oisin Kol Mikola Teiva Seilu Nichrusa. There's a Hekesh. All the Chayvei Karas are Hukush La'ador. The Hekesh Rabbi Yonah. So that's the Gili Milso. That's the Kra that Tefisus Kedushin. That's talking about Chayvei Karas. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, that pasuk is talking about Chayvei Karas. It says Perish and Pasuk. It's talking about Nichrusa. That's a pasuk about Chayvei Karas. By Mamzerus. What's the Gili Milsa by Mamzeris? According to Rabbi Akiva, what's that talking about? Chayvei Lavan, Lo Yigala Knaf Aviv, Hanusas Aviv. So where's the Gili Milsa? I have one pasuk that tells me that there's no Tefisus Kedushin by Chayvei Karas. I have another pasuk that tells me there's Mamzeris by Chayvei Lavan. So where's the Gili Milsa that the Tali Zeb is at? What do you have on the Shulk?
He learns in the rest of the Gemara Kedushin.
And the key will learn that
Kaidalab
and Tefisus Kedushin from Kabbalah Chomer from the Rambam Mishnah. How he has to understand how it's Noah.
And you can mark the Kedushin. Yeah. Awesome. No. Tell us. So tell me what does it say? It asks for the Rabbanim that it should learn. Kalvachomer from the next answer in the Gemara after it says the Hekish to Rabbi Yonah. If it's no answer, and Rashi to answer that, we would learn Mamatzinu from Yavam Lashuk. A Kalvachomer from Lashuk of the Rabbanan that Yavam Lashuk there's no Tefisus Kedushin. So to by Chavi Krisos Kalvachomer by Chavi Krisos no Tefisus Kedushin. But for Rabbi Akiva, we learn a Mamatzinu from Yavam Lashuk to Chashar Chavi Lav and there's no Tefisus Kedushin.
Oh, I need to see this in my position. So I can remember. So maybe somebody can just get a good mark.
Okay.
I'm not reading my email, actually. Have a good morning. On the other hand, it's too small for me to read, so it's... she asked me to call the table, say, look, Nichus, it looks like my eyes come up, I see you. Yochi, I feel a need in Nami. I'm a chesky between the dust of Olaf. Oh, here we go. Rabbi Acha, my hand, come on, my ass, you. My Yavama, she beloved. Late Tassi with the Lucian Hive Misses for Hive Kiss the Koskin, Yoki Shah Hive Lam and Nami. My brother Hive Lam and Eddie Sibu Kisiano, you say not Shamakas, who has not. Still, but it's there. When we keep them in Kitchen Hive Lam and Kitsiana will be my Moki. Your mother can go. Perhaps he might. Ja, maar dan moet ik nog even laten, dan moet ik nog even zijn. Saying a lot, the Gemara has another opinion. After the Gemara brings the Kesher of Yena, Gemara has another marker for Tfisis Kiddushin. From Yivam al-Shuk, Yivam al-Shuk is not Tfisis Kiddushin. Because Kavachayim, my Yivam al-Shuk, she will have a Tassu Kiddushin, Chayim Mishu, Chayim Mishu, Chayim Mishu, Chayim So the Gemara says, so if that's the case, all Chayv Elavin. So the Gemara says, no, now we have a drasha, the Chayv Elavin have Tfisis Kiddushin. That doesn't stock up the Kavach Chayma. Like the bottom of this is, what about Kohen Rabbi Kiva? What does he do with Akzeres HaKosov? Yeah, he uses it for Amado Kango. I don't know. I'm not sure how to complicate it here. If Rabbi Kiva has an independent limo that does not visus kibbutz, Yeah, you may be right. There may be an independent machlokes here between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim. If you could learn out from Yavama Lashuk, if there's Tvisas Kedushin and Chayvei Lavin. So maybe that's what Tvisas means. In Echanami, you have a coin to Rabbi Akiva, you have independent, totally independent. So according to Rabbi Akiva, I have a pasuk that there's no Tvisas Kedushin and Chayvei Lavin, and from Yavama Lashuk. And I have, according to the Rabbanon, Shimon HaTimni, I have a limud that there's not Tvisas Kedushin Mechayvei Kares from Achay Sisha, from Akeshi Rabbi Yoina, and that's the Sugi in Kiddushin. And then we have a parallel Sugi in by Mamzerus, also independent, an independent Sugi about Mamzerus. And it happens to come out that according to Rabbi Akiva, there's a limud from Leigal Knafov, Shemeres Anus Sosovim, that there's Mamzerus Mechayvei Lavin. And according to Rabbi, and according to Shimon HaTimni, there's a limud for chayvei that chayvei cars, and then we just, so now we have separate gilui. Maybe you're right. Tosfos B'Yos says it in a strange way. Tosfos B'Yos says Yishleimer that Shimon HaTimni Rabbi Kiva Vadei Abba Hatalia the Lekam Midi Leitavsi Lo Kiddushin V'Havlad Kosher. Whenever there's no tefisas kiddushin, automatic. We don't find anywhere that there's no tefisas kiddushin and the vlad is kosher. See, I really thought, and now I'm not so sure. I really thought that Taisus is lashon over here, which is a little bit strange. Taisus over there says it more straightforwardly. The Taisus is straightforward. How about he understands this? You see, chayvei. You see the same rules apply to mamzeres and as applied to tefisas kiddushin, which we arrive at independently. So that's a gili milsa that the totally haba. I thought the Tosfos over here says it differently. He says, you don't find anywhere that the nose Tosfos is kedushin and the vlad is kosher, because I thought he's addressing the problem in Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, you don't see that they're equal. Tosfos kedushin is learned after Machay Sisha. That's Chayvei Kares. And Mamzeres is Chayvei Lavin. So Tosfos says, yeah, but even according to Rabbi Akiva, every woman who has no Tosfos kedushin, the vlad is a mamzer. That's for sure. No, it's all chayvei kares we know have no tefisas kiddushin, and all chayvei lavin have mamzerus. So therefore, I see that all women who have no tefisas kiddushin, that's the smaller group of chayvei kares, are certainly included in the larger group of women who have unions that have mamzerus. So that's already enough to be megala that it's all batali. And then I learn back that chayvei lavin, according to Rabbi Akiva, don't have tefisas kiddushin. But you may be right; it's not. It's a separate limud according to Rabbi Akiva, and the lashon here, I know what he wants. And I don't know, what does he want with the words Rakshu Daim Elishas Haf? Well, I'm not sure. What are those four words supposed to be saying? That wasn't so clear to me. I think maybe he means Akum Eben Al Bal Bas Yisrael also is not Tvisas Kiddushin. And it's a Machlaikas if the Vlad is a Mamzer. And the Gemara says, what's the Machlaikas? The Machlaikas is Shneim Lo Lamdu Elam Eishas Haf. Let's put the Gemara before. That the Lamad Lamu says the Vlad is a Mamzer, learns it after Meshazab, just like Meshazab, the no Tfisis Kedushin and a Vlad Mamzer. So Akam Veven Al Bal Bas Yisrael, there's no Tfisis Kedushin and a Vlad Mamzer. And the other man, the Lamu, says, no, it's like it has to be like Meshazab. Meshazab, there's no Tfisis Kedushin to him, but there's Tfisis Kedushin to others. Akam Veven Al Bal Bas Yisrael, there's no Tfisis Kedushin at all. So Mimela, it's not there's no Mamzerus. So I think that's what Tosfos over here is qualifying. We see a Hekesh that Mamzerus is totally Tfisis Kedushin. Provided that it's, since the pasuk was said in the pasuk of Mamzeris is said in terms of Eshazav, so that's like a limitation. Tvisis kiddushin equals Mamzeris, where it's a tvisis kiddushin gets filtered through. Lack of tvisis kiddushin equals Mamzeris, where it's the kind of lack of tvisis kiddushin that's doim to Eshazav. There's other kinds of lack of tvisis kiddushin, namely Akum Abal Bas Yisrael. That's not necessarily doim to Eshazav. So then they will not have. So the pasuk of Eshazav limits the degree of the linkage. Fine. Aval Rabbi Shua, half a pit eight thousand times bechayvei pieces. Kafinu b'sefer Omer. We have a mamzer bechayvei Mrs. Basin. Kiyol Rabbi Shua b'sefer Chaylus. Yeah, according to Rabbi Shua, we don't have the skili milsa because according to Rabbi Shua it's taka different. The pasuk in Gemara Kiddushin says there's no tefisas kiddushin bechayvei chorus. Rabbi Shua agrees to that. And the pasuk of Le'ovel Mamzer Bekal Hashem, the way Rabbi Shua reads those pesukim, the Gemara and Yivama Samachtes say that Mamzer is totally in Mrs. Basin. So according to Rabbi Shua, you never have the Hiyanei Senes, you never have the Gili Mils in the first place. So Mele according to Rabbi Shua, it remains separate worlds. So according to Rabbi Kiva and Shimon HaTimni, there's a gilui that the two things are linked. According to Rabbi Shua, you don't have a gilui in the first place, because the Gemara Kiddushin has a drasha that Rabbi Shua agrees to, that Krisus is totally in that Krisus Kiddushin is totally in Karas. Rabbi Shua agrees to that drasha, and on the other hand, Gemara in Yevamos Mem Tes says that Rabbi Shua dashes the pasuk of Yevamam, so he learns that it's going on. And it's not going on the Galak Nachov, and he has some reason to read the pasuk that way. So he learns that the Gilui of Mamzeris was only on Mrs. Basedit. So Faket, so the Torah is Megalak, but not all these Zevzeh. Just to mention, Taisin Kiddushin seems to have a different sheet to Taisus and Yevamos. Taisus by us, this is their sheet. It's really in a priori, it's not all these Zevzeh. But after I have the Psukim, so now I say that the Psukim are Megalak. After I have the Psukim in Kiddushin Samaches, that are Megala, that Chayvei Koras and Notis is Kiddushin, for Chayvei Lavan according to Rabbi Kiva, you're right, from Yevamos Lashuk. And after I have the Psukim in the Gemara in Yevamos Samachtes, that there's Mamzeiris from Chayvei Krisus, or Chayvei Lavan according to Rabbi Kiva, so now I say that the Toli Zeb is it. According to Rabbi Shua, I don't have that, because the Psukim by Mamzeiris, according to Rabbi Shua, say that Chayvei Mis is based on that Mamzeiris. And the Psukim by Kiddushin say that Tisus Kiddushin totally increases. So according to Rabbi Shua, you never have the Gilui Milsa, that there's a linkage in the first place. Tisus and Kiddushin and Samach Zayin and Beis, and that's Sukkah, where the Gemara says, how do we know there's no Tisus Kiddushin with Chayvei Koras? So Tisus asks, what do you mean, how do we know? We know all over Shas that Mamzeris is totally Tisus Kiddushin, and we already have a Gemara in Yevamos Mem Tes that learns out there's no that Chayvei Koras and Mamzerim. So automatically, I know that there's no Tisus Kiddushin with Mamzeris. Why do we need a special apostle? So Taisus in Kiddushin answers, "Va'omeri, dinachanami, the klal zemes." You're right; it's totally zebezeh, but that's only according to Rabbi Akiva. And Chaim is according to Shimon and Timni also. "Va'hocha boy aliba b'shua, the omer ein mamse mechayve lavin, the krisos ela mechayve misses beistin, va'afilu hochi moided ein kiddushin mechayve krisos." So according to how does Rabbi Shua know that there's no Kiddushin in Mechayvei Koras? The kids of Taisus in Kiddushin learns, you know, you're right. You don't need any Pesuk. According to Rabbi Kiva and according to Shimon HaTimni, I don't need a Pesuk to know there's no Kiddushin in Mechayvei Koras. I inferred from Mamzeris. But according to Rabbi Shua, there's only Mamzeris from Mechayvei Mises based in. So it would then follow that there's only lack of Kiddushin in Mechayvei Koras. But that's not true. Even Rabbi Shua agrees that there's no Kiddushin in Mechayvei Koras. He must need a special pasuk for it, and the whole sukkah here is Aliba Rabbi Shua. I'll do think the Mahalach. So you know, once he learns in the Chanam, you don't need a, according to Rekiva and Shimon HaTim, you don't need a pasuk. We know automatically that Mamzeris is totally in Tfisa Kiddushin. Aval Koshi, Dem Kenei B'Shua, Ein Kiddushin Taisin B'Amar Kain Gadol. L'Rov Adom, Perek Amar Tmur, called Omer Achman Elisabe, the Yavid Leimahani, Dozen Parach Levera, Amar Kain Gadol, Dekom Anachman Rachlo Yikach, Istan, Kol Mokum Sheish Kiddushin V'Yesh Avair, Kan Amar Kain Gadol, U'Mishani, Omer Lachrov, Shani Hosom, Di Omer Kol, Le'Yachal, Kilun Oysa, Ben Oysa Mamzer, Rabbi Shua, like the Shinu Yehochi. Because the Gemara Tumur has a kashya, if you hold the Yovel Mahani, so how come by a Manu Kain Gadol has the Kiddushin Taifas? We should say Yovel Mahani. Without any Pesukim, just stand us, the Yovel Mahani. So the Gemara answers, since it says that there's no Mamzeris from Iksiri Kuno, so that's a Gilu, they don't say Yovel Mahani. In fact, Taifas, that's good if you hold it as Tali Yobaho, but according to Rabbi Shua, it's not Tali Yobaho. So then you should say Yovel Mahani. So that Taifas remains with the kashya. I have a different question. I don't know why Tessa doesn't ask it. It just occurs to me now. That according to Rava, that Yovid Mahani, Yovid Le Mahani rather, just if Amanu Kangol is a Gilui, that since there's no Mamzeros, it must be that Yovid Mahani. But ordinarily, Yovid Le Mahani. So why do I need a Gemara in Yevamos and the Gemara in Kiddushin Samaches when it's looking for a Mokka that does not fit his Kiddushin Mechavei Koras? And it learns it out from Achais Isha, according to Rava, what do you need it for? It's Yovid Le Mahani. Yovid Le Mahani. Oh no, maybe it's not the same. Well, let me just finish the thought. Why don't you say Avodloi Mahani, and there's no Gili, there's no Mamzeris, because in fact there is Mamzeris. What?
It doesn't say Leikach by a lot of these.
Right? Right, that's what I'm just thinking now. Maybe it's not the same. It doesn't say Leikach. By Amalon Kogol, it says Leikach, so the Kiddushin itself is part of the Aveir. By the other Arais, it doesn't say Leikach. So the Bias there is there, is this, but not necessarily the Kuch. Okay, we're getting then into deep waters that I really don't want to get into right now. Okay, so maybe it's not a Kasha. Let's see if I can tell you. The Kiddushin was Seifa Omer. Kimashkech the Tafsi Kiddushin. My parachosim, aim at rabbis. Okay, this I all together don't want to get into. Okay, this is too involved in the sugin in Samach Zayin over there. We'll leave that alone. We'll do it by, yourself. Let's see the bottom places. My benayel. The more I said, what's the nafkamina between Shimon and Timni and Shimon and Asya? So the more I said, Mamzer is in the city of benayel. And then they said, yeah, but Father Kabi Akiva. Then that's not going to be a good nafkamina. So he said, well, Yisui Kuhuna. It's totally in Rav Simoi and Rav Yishevov, which is maybe Chavi Asay. Well, that's totally how you learn Rav Yishevov until we came out with Bulu Kain Bel. So Taisa says, "My benayel tema, my lekama, you could benayel shaita sheirso v'zinsa tachtov shleika darka v'girsha this bavayel kol yamu kraminu v'seifa chayil takol moedim v'vayel asayta she'en avlad mamzer." You know, it says in Achilles that a Bala Saita, that means his wife was a Saita, and then he was Megarsha, and then he was Bala, or even after, or even if he wasn't Megarsha. A Saita is also to her husband. So Bala Saita, the kid is not a Mamzer. So the Gemara says, how do you know? So the Gemara says, because this Tvis is because it's a Tafsiba Kiddushin. This Tvis is Kiddushin in the Saita. Where does it say this Tvis is Kiddushin in the Saita? So Rashi learns, Rashi Shitas in general, that wherever there's no Tvis is Kiddushin, an erva that doesn't have tisa kiddushin is also mafkia kiddushin. So if somebody is married to a woman and then she becomes an erva, lu yitzur, that she could become an erva after he, hard to imagine the case, but lu yitzur, she could become an erva after he married her, the kiddushin should be paka. The same kiddushin of taifas, the kiddushin should be paka. So a woman who becomes a soita, koin trabi kiva chai v'lav, and the not tisa kiddushin, it ought to follow the kiddushin of paka. And that's not true, because the Torah says that you have to give her a get. So see the kedushin and not paka. That's megala that this tefisa kedushin in the soita. So megala, even if he's megarish and he wants to marry her again, even according to Rabbi Akiva, that there's no tefisa kedushin mechayev lav, and here there will be tefisa kedushin, because in the fact that the kedushin not paka lies a gilui that the kedushin are tefis in the are that this lav is not mafkia kedushin. Megala, there's tefisa kedushin in this lav. Taisus over there is chaylik on the premise. Taisus holds that just because an erva is mafkia kedushin, it's just because an area has no tefisas kiddushin, that does not mean that it would be mafkia kiddushin. Yevamos, we were busy with this. So where is it? So where's the gilui by soita that she's not, that she has tefisas kiddushin? What does Otis over there say? Yeah, because it says Liyas Leilisha. It's Loshen of Havayim. Layuchel Bay Leilishin Loshub Lekachto Liyas Leilisha. Even the Pasuk Tomah Machzik Vishosay, but it says Achriyahu Asher Hutamo. And the Gemara says Nivomas. That's Meramis the Saita Shinistra. So and the Torah uses Loshen of Havayim. So the kids of this exists a kosov that this Tvisa Kedushin in the Saita. So the kids here, you have a case that's Chayvei Lavin. Chayvei Lavin. Soita lebayil is chayvei lavin, but she has tefisas kiddushin, so that should be enough gemino between Shimon Atimni and Rav Shimon ben Menasya. Somebody was married to a woman. He was not. She has to remain a psula because doma knas, but she was a psula. It's only kiddushin, and she was mezana tachtov shloike darka, because again she has to remain a psula. So now she's a soita lebayil. then he was Makasher, and then he was Manasser. So that will be Chayvei Lavin. That'll be Chayvei Lavin. So it'll be Ishenu Yoloi, but the Tfisis, but the Kuliyama, the Tfisis Kedushin, versus the Ferish, Hakal Moedim, the Tfisis Kedushin. Yeah, Tfisis remains with the Kasher. Okay, let's see the next Tfisis. Ilach, Ukim, Yisrael, Psimai, Gossi. Okay, the first Taisus is really just totally in Sugis and Yevamis. I don't know how much we want to get into it. I'll just read it to a Pashup Shah. Tema, Tishat Rabbi Sheva, Taima Dinah Sheikh Omer. Why doesn't Mar bring a Raya? The Rabbi Sheva is Taima Dinah Sheikh Omer. Meaning that according to Rabbi Sheva, there's no Tvisis Kedushin according to Rabbi Kiva, even a Chai Vyasei. What's the Raya? Aliba Dama Domer Perakam, the Kedushin Abal, Yevimtei Vichazu, Ubal Echad Menachem Atzer, also Vyasei. So machlekes in Rabbeinu Reish Lakish in Kiddushin. Two machlekes in Rabbeinu Reish Lakish. The way the way Rashi learns, they're connected. Let's say you have a bunch of tzaras who fell to a bunch of brothers, liyibum. So any of the brothers can be yadim any of the tzaras. The ma'aseh, one of the brothers was chaylet to one of the tzaras. Right? You have a bunch of brothers, Reuben, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and a brother died. You know. Say Yisachar died, and all of Yisachar's wives, Yisachar had a whole harem, all of Yisachar's wives fell to Reuben, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. So Reuben gave chalitza to one of the tzaras, we call her Rachel, gave chalitza to Rachel. So that's it, now everybody goes home. You know, you only have to have one brother gives chalitza to one tzara, and that removes the nefilas yibum for everybody. So the din is like this. That's for sure. That if later on Reuben would be Bo'an, would be Bo'el Rachel, he's going to have he'll violate a lav, but it won't be Chayvei Karas. She won't revert to being the Karas of Eishes Ach, because the Torah says a special lav that Kamen Shloi Bono Shub Lo Yivne. That once one of the brothers is Chaylet to one of the Yevamis, so she becomes an Osotim as a lav rather than revert to being Eishes Ach. Taisus learns that it's a nituk. By rights, you would go back to being an Eishes Ach. Because ordinarily, a brother's wife is an Eishes Ach, except we have Yibum. You don't have Yibum because he gave a chalitza. You can't be in the Yibum anymore. But the Torah is menatik, that Eishes Ach. In this case, Torah undid, demoted the Yisra Eishes Ach down to a lav of Kevin Shalei Bona Shubli Yivna. So the chalitz and the chalutza are balav. What about all the other brothers to all of the other tzaras? What do they have? What if Shimon, who was not the chalitz, later on, Shimon decided to live with Leah, who was not the chalutza. That's machlekes of Yerchan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yerchan learns that the same thing that's true of Reuben and Rachel is true of all of the brothers and all of the tzaras. Rav Yerchan says shtichusayu kabdi, that when Reuben gave chalitza, he gave chalitza on behalf of all the brothers, and when Rachel received chalitza, she received chalitza on behalf of all of the tzaras. So therefore, that law of Kamei Shleibon Shuv LeYivne applies not only to Rachel and to Reuben and to Rachel. But it applies to all of the brothers and it applies to all of the tzaras. They're all included in this nituk, and they get demoted from being Eishes Ach to being merely a lav. And Reish Lakish disagrees. Reish Lakish says, no, the chalitz and the chalutz are there in this lav of Kevin Shleibon and Shuvli Yivne. But everybody else, all the other brothers and all the other tzaras, they revert back to being Eishes Ach. They're not included in this nituk. That's the Gemara, Chalitz and Reish Lakish. He doesn't hold from Stichus Ayakabdi. Reish Lakish doesn't hold Stichus Ayakabdi, and therefore everybody else reverts back to being an Eishes Ach. Only the Chalitz and the Chalutz are exceptions to the rule. The Rishalmi says, this is a complicated thing, Yivamas, which Ramah Tadar Sugi, we don't have to get into, just a little bit to understand. The Rishalmi over there says that behind the Machalikas is, the Machalikas as follows. How does it work? You have a lot of Tzoras, they fell to a lot of brothers. How come? So Reuben gave Chalitza to Rachel. So I understand why Reuben, or I understand why Rachel now is like off the hook, you know, she's free from the nefila because she got chalitza, and you know Reuben gave her chalitza. But how did all of the other tzaras become mutter l'shuk? What was matter there? Yibum is like a zika. There's an ishus connection between the tzaras and the yavamim. So what was matter that? Like where was there? What was meshachra them l'shuk? So the Yushami says the machlekes of Yochanan Reish Lakish is in this nekuda. The Rav Yochanan holds that shlichus ayel ka'avdi. the chalitza between Reuven and Rachel is done on behalf of all of the brothers and all of the tzaras, and the chalitza is matter them all the shuk. And Reish Lakish holds, but that's not the way it works. What happens is that when Reuven gives chalitza to Rachel, it's megalel mafreya that the real nefila was only Rachel to Reuven, and everybody else was outside of the was like. Everybody else, just like a gili milsa, that the, there was not, nobody else ever felt that the yibum, the candidates for yibum, were in fact only Rachel and Reuven. They were the yibum. It was Reuven and Rachel who were supposed to get married and be bonus beis achiv, and he was chalitzer, so she's mutaris l'shul. And everybody else was now retroactively outside of the nefilah. That's what Yisham explains the machlekes of Yehudah and Reish Lakish. Again, it's not our sugi right now. Just to know the background. That's in a case where Reuven was chalitz to Rachel. Then the Gemara is that's the Gemara on Yud Amud Beis. Then there's another Gemara on Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara that Tosfos is quoting, where Reuven was Miyabim Rachel. Reuven was Miyabim Rachel. And then one of the other brothers was Boil, one of the other Tzaras. So Rashi learns, so it's Machlokes also of Yochanan Reish Lakish. The Gemara implies that it's the same Machlokes now again. Is that Chorus or is it only a Lav? So Rashi explains like this, that here also there's another Lav. It's not the Lav came in Shalei Bonu Shalei Yivne, but there's the... No, I'm sorry, right. Rashi learns that there's not a Lav, it's an Asay. Rashi learns an Asay. What's the Asay? The Asay is... It's not a Lav. The Lav is by Chalitza. Came in Shalei Bonu Shalei Yivne. Here it's not Chalitza. Here was Yibum. Reuven was Miyavim Rachel. So you don't have the law of Kaim Shaybana, but you have a different mitzvah in the Torah. You have an assay of bias echad who boinav ein of einish nebatim. That Reuven, the Torah says an assay, that when Reuven's mat was Miyabim Rachel, he then becomes also be assay to live with any of the other tzars. So again, you see there's a nituk, they don't revert back to being an Eshazach. It's demoted down to the level of an assay. Bias echad who boinav ein of einish nebatim. So if Reuven, having married Rachel, will then live with Leah or any of the other tzaras, so that's for sure, the way Rashi learns the Gemara, the way Tosfos originally quoted in the Gemara, that he'll only be the Asay, because the Karas got demoted over here to an Asay. But what if one of the other brothers lives with one of the other tzaras? So that's telling of Yechon Reish Lakish. According to Yechon, the Shtichu Sayo Ka'avdi, so when Reuven was Miyabim Rachel, he was marrying Rachel on behalf of all the brothers, in some sense, he was Miyabim Rachel. Not that they get married to her, but somehow he's Makayim Mitzvah Yibam on behalf of all the brothers. So all of the other brothers also partake now in the assay of Bayasechon Ubayna Bayna Bayna Shnei Batim, and all of the other brothers now to all of the other tzars are also demoted down to an assay, and rather than it being an Eshazach. Whereas according to Reish Lakish, who doesn't hold from Shtichu Sayo Ka'avdi, so the other brothers to the other tzars are, they revert back to being Chayvei Karas. Yeah. What?
Reuven does Yibum for Esau cards. Like, why isn't there Ishus Ach when Shimon comes and tries to do Yibum with another one of them?
Because they're not married to. Yeah, that's a mistake. Okay. So now, so that's the background. So Tosfos asks, so according to Rav Yochanan, that there will be Asay. There will be a say rather than being a hatanam perik rabbi gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel omer the ain beila achar beila. Rabbi Gamliel says that if once one of the brothers is miyabim one of the tzaras, so there's no tfisis kiddushin in any of the other tzaras. Ain beila achar beila. That means, let's say, once Reuven is miyabim Rachel, if then Shimon try or Reuven for that matter. Tries to be. No, that would have been Shimon. Well, it makes no difference. If Reuven was Miyabim Rachel, once Reuven was Miyabim Rachel, if anybody tries to be Boil Leah, L'shem Ishus, L'shem Yibum, or L'shem Kiddushin, it's not Teufis. Now, why not? If you're like a Shlokish, it's possible, because at least all the other brothers, at least, it's an Eshesach. But according to Rav Yochanan, every here by say. Everybody here is be'asei. So why is not tradition an asei? When Reuben is Miyab and Rachel, so all the brothers with all of the tzaras, they're only be'asei. In an asei, l'chara, there's tefisis kiddushin. So you have to say that Rabbi Gamliel holds like Rabbi Yeshevov, that there's no Tfisik Kedushin, even an Asay. No, so it's a riot that at least Rabbi Yeshevov holds that there's no Tfisik Kedushin in an Asay. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, at least we have a riot that Rabbi Yeshevov, it must be, Rabbi Gamliel has to hold like somebody. He must hold like Rabbi, if you don't hold like Rabbi Yeshevov, then it's, he needs to hold like somebody. The most machmir person over here is Rabbi Yeshevov. Rabbi Gamliel has to hold like Rabbi Yeshevov. He holds there's no Tfisik Kedushin, even the Chayv Yaseh. The only candidate, it's not Rabbi Simoy, it's not Rabbi, certainly not Shimon HaTimni. Who could it be? It could only be Rabbi Yeshevov. So it's a riot that Rabbi Yeshevov was talking even by Chayv Yaseh. Well, look. Akoch Rabbi Yeshevov, time and Nashay Kamas, right? Rabbi Yeshevov must be time and Nashay. Rabbi Hosim, Rabbi Yeshevov, and if Rabbi Gamliel will hold Rabbi Yeshevov, the ain't tradition, Kayf Tayfs and Bechai Vayase. Ulochi, ain't Achabi Luklum. And that's why he holds it, ain't Achabi Luklum. Just like I have a similar Gemara, Kadom Hosim Gomer, as decent, ain't Achalitza Klum. I'm Rafun Amrav, Zuter Rabbi Kiva, don't make tradition Tayfs and Bechai Vayladen. And then Tosfos continues. Umistoma hachali b'dekuli alma mesapli. The Gemara is suffic pshat in Rabbi Yeshevov, presumably was said even according to Rabbi Yochanan, not only according to Reish Lakish. If it's the suffic of itayma de nashe kamer ilav is lechayr lekuli alma. L'kach nir l'rabbi natam de gassin per kamer yivam es chadam b'lav. Tosfos machiach from here a different gears thing going out in the Gemara there in Yivam is that I presented to the Gemara the way Rashi's gears in the Gemara. That when Reuven was miyabim Rachel, so the machlekes of Yechon Reish Lakish is there an assay for all the other brothers, to all the other tzaras of Bais Echad Abayin 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 Shnei Batim? Tais there and when Yevamis brings from Rabbeinu Tam a different gears in the Gemara. The machlekes is not if there be assay, but rather if there be lav. What's the lav? The lav is kevin shleibon and shuv leivne. So even though the kevin shleibon is by chalitza, not by yivam, but Tais is mechadish that the lav of kevin shleibon is not only in the chalutz, the chalitz and the chalutza, but even when Reuven is miyabim Rachel. There's a lav of Kevin Shaloi Bona. What do you mean Reuven wasn't Bona? He was Bona. He was Bona Rachel. But he wasn't Bona Leah. So Kevin Shaloi Bona, since Reuven was Miyabim Rachel, and he was not Bona Leah, so there's a lav of Kevin Shaloi Bona Shuv Lo Yivne, that if Reuven, or any of the other brothers, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is Bo'an Leah, he violates the lav of Kevin Shaloi Bona Shuv Lo Yivne. So it's a lav, and it's not an essay. And he changed the gears in the Gemara. So Mel, it's a lav, so then we go out of, so then we're fine, then we're home free. Our problem was an essay. If it's a lav, then it could certainly be Rabbi Yeshevov. Or could even be Rabbi Simon. Anyway, for other reasons that are spelled out in the Tosfos over there in Yevamos, anyway, holds the after Megillah the Gemara. The Chaim Pirush Ben Chananel the Hainu Lav Shecholus Laach Hainu Lav Shecholus Laach As Dama Kol Asher Lo Yivne Came Shlo Yivane Shub Lo Yivne Acheres Achanami Came Shlo Yivane Shum Yivame Lo Yivne Acheres. The same Lav you have by Chalutza, you have by when he's Miyavim one, he has the Lav of Came Shlo Yivane to the others. Okay, like I said, this is more sugi in Yevamos than a sugi in Ksuvos. But let's go on. Ikim and I will look and go. Pirish bekuntris, beulish like a darko. Right, Rashi learns. Where are we holding in the Gemara? Let's get back to Ksuvos. Where are we holding the Gemara? So the Gemara is a problem. What's the nafgamina between Rabbi? Between Shimon HaTimni and Rav Shimon Manasseh, and at the final nafkamina we found that will work according to everybody is Be'ulu L'Kohen Gadol. So it's an Asay Sheneshava Bakayl L'Kul Yama this Tvisas Kiddushin, which is Enu Uyulay. So that's the nafkamina. So what's the case of Be'ulu L'Kohen Gadol? If she's a Be'ulu, then how does she have Knas? Kohen Gadol is true, he's not allowed to marry a Be'ulu because it says V'yishub Shalai Yikach, but she doesn't have Knas. So what's the case? So Rashi learns she was a Be'ulu Shalai Kedarka. And since she was Lush Leika Darka, so therefore she's still also to a Kohen Gadol, but there'll be Knas, because Yisha was never Lush Leika Darka, it's the last Knas, like the Gemara says in the beginning of Kiddushin. Fet Taisvis, Bekosha, the Plukta Dermeir, Rebelozri, Perekabal Yavimta, Yiksher the Kohen Gadol. That's not so poshut, that a Lush Leika Darka, Rashi is assuming that a Lush Leika Darka is also to a Kohen Gadol, because it says Yisha B'Psulea Yikach. The Gemara Yevamos says that that's a machlekes. Well, I must take this mamish puch nefesh. Just give me a second. Okay, I'll just call him back in a few minutes. Okay, let's. let's just start. So again, Pish Bekuntish Bulish Lekadaka because the Putra Meir Rebel Ezi Perik Avol Yibimta Yikshare Lekayin Gadol. So Machlekes Tanoi V'Havali Lemeimah Ul Rameir Adom Yikshare Lekayin Gadol Ma'ikul Lemeimah. The same way the Gemara has been saying the whole time that we're looking for, you know, according to this Tana, according to this Tana. So that's also Machlekes Tanoi. Kedu Amal Rabbi Kiva the Omar and so on. So the same way we want the Shabbat Ikebe Nayu in Rabbi Akiva and in Shimon HaTimni and in Rabbi Yishevov, so we should have to have one for Rabbi Meir too. V'Oimari the Rabbi Akiva Parach Shaper Kedei Lukmi Rabbi Shimon Nasi Shubasu Rabbi Akiva Shoyer Rabbi. Halavoholei Chayin Shipolag Rameir Rabbi Shimon Nasi. We don't need a Tzedayin according to Rameir. So in a Chanami Rabbi Shimon Nasi and Rabbi Shimon HaTimni don't all like Rameir. That's not the end of the world. But we wanted it to be like Rabbi Akiva. That's according to Rashi. Rabbi Nechananel Pirish Dohochol Imari Bulu Me'acher Ela B'Kain Gadol Sh'Onas P'sul Gmura. The Gemara says that no, I must take it. Just give me a minute. Hello?
Yes, Keith.
Oh, how are you doing? Yeah, any news?
I don't know if it was. I think it was.